many homilies focus on different topics. One, they focus on marriage, they focus on the Eucharist, on miracles. But very few focus on this exchange between Jesus and his mother. Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come. It's a very odd saying. Very odd thing you say to your mother. Call her a woman. If you call your mother a woman, it's very disrespectful. However, Jesus is not talking so much to her as he's talking to his disciples. And he's talking to all of us. He calls her a woman, not to demean her, but to bring her to the level of Eve. Eve was known as the woman compared to Adam, the man. The man and the woman, Adam and Eve. Jesus is the new Adam, Mary the new Eve, the new woman. Jesus is the new man. So reminds us that Mary has a special role as mother of all the living. Then he says, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come. Jesus, he just begun his public ministry, but it's still in its early stages. His hour, that's his suffering, death, and resurrection. It wasn't time for that to happen yet. So that's why he informs her that his hour has not yet come. But then there's this line, what concern is that to you and to me? In other words, what do you and I have in common? Jesus, being God and man, he had the full story. He had the full picture. He knew what was going to happen. But Mary, she was conceived without sin, pure and innocent. But yet, she did not have the full picture. She needed it revealed to her as well, as we need the whole picture revealed to us. But yet, despite not knowing, Mary has the faith to come to Jesus. She has the faith to know that despite her not knowing the full picture, she knows that Jesus knows the full picture, and she comes to him in faith. And by doing so, she becomes the mother of our own faith. She's the mother of the faith of the disciples because they see this. And she becomes the mother of our own faith because she is a model of faith for us. So when we look at what it means to believe, we can look at Mary. Mary, she understood some. Our faith is never blind. We never blindly believe in things. We believe, we have faith in God because we know that God is true and he can never tell a lie. But we do not know the full picture. We do not know everything. And only God sees everything. So we sometimes wonder, why is God allowing this to happen? Why did God let it happen this way? We don't see the big picture. That's why we question. But that's why we have to trust God in faith. We have to trust God despite our not knowing. And so we have Mary as our model, Mary as our mother, who gives us an example of faith, gives us an example of believing, so that she can give birth to our faith, so that we can learn to grow in faith in God by looking at Mary. Mary is our mother. She is our mother for us as Christians, because we are part of the body of Christ. Mary gave birth to Christ. And she's also the mother of our faith. So whenever we struggle with faith or we struggle with understanding, let us turn to Mary. Let us turn to her and ask her to help us with faith, to intercede on our behalf. Because just as she gave birth to Christ, so too does she give birth to our faith.